always a joy to be here. I thought since I've just about depleted all my ideas and my thoughts concerning how to encourage the women, perhaps I thought it might be interesting just to kind of tell you about my life and with Dale. I trusted the Lord Jesus. I was born in person to a Christian family. I trusted the Lord Jesus myself as my Savior when I was 9 years old. Amen. And then I felt God calling me to be a missionary. So at 16 years old, I surrendered my life to be a missionary. My husband Dale trusted the Lord when he was 7 years old. He too was raised in a Christian family, born into a Christian family. And he was 7 years old, and he gave his life to be a missionary, a preacher, when he was, I was 16 years old. He was 17 years old. And we got to talking about it later, and we think that perhaps we even maybe did it about the same week or month or whatever. That's just interesting. And then we met in 1947 when he came to college in my town, joined my church, and we fell in love and we married in 1948, and that began the tale of Nelson Dale. Dale went on to graduate from Baylor University in 1952. Of course, at that time he was a good Baptist, and he thought, you know, if we're going to go to the mission field, we have to go to a school where we could get the best way to go to with a mission board. We thought, well, we only can go with certain mission boards, you know. We didn't think there was anyone that would be crazy enough just to go to mission field on their own. So after he graduated, he pastored 8 years. We had begun to have our children. And finally, after 8 years, you know, we just got to thinking, well, you know, God called us to mission field, and Mexico's right here. So what are we waiting for? So we bundled up our four children, and I had 3/4 of another one, and we took off in our station wagon and all our belongings. And that was an eventful trip. We didn't have a very good map, and we didn't know there was really good highways, and so we had to ford three rivers, and it was pretty scary for, you know, to a couple that knew no Spanish. Knew one couple way down in Guadalajara. We had met one time, but God was with us, and he helped us to get there. We began to tried to learn some Spanish, which was not hard, was not very easy at all. But, you know, as we would learn, and we just kind of learned from the street, I was amazed at how Dale was determined he was never going to preach through an interpreter. He said, God, I will never use a crutch. What I have to say are going to be my words. So he would leave in the morning, and he would go to the little plazas, little parks, and he would sit down on the park bench and speak his 10 or 12 words that he knew, and when he finished, he'd go to the next one. And that's what he did. Several times a week he did this. And then as we began to take children into our home, at this time we felt that we could do that. We could take children, and there were many, many children that had no homes. And so we began to take children into our home, and so then he got him a devotional book in Spanish, and very difficult at first. He began to read. We always had devotions with the kids, and he would read. And he learned to read Spanish by having devotions with the kids. So then, after that, our house grew with children, so we found some land near Saltillo, and we bought this land, and we began to build our homes out of adobe. The straw, like the Egyptians, like the Israelites made for the Egyptians. And we made our homes there, and we raised quite a few children, probably 35 or so. In the meantime, I was still having my little ones. But you know, early on, we adopted our verse. That was our life verse, and it was Romans 8:28. That all things, we know that all things work together for good.
Amen.
That doesn't say all things look good or feel good, but to work together for good.
Amen.
To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And that was our verse all those years. And it was hard. At the first, we had no electricity. We had no running water. We had no bathrooms in the houses. I mean, I scrubbed clothes on rub board for one solid year outside. Had to draw every bucket of water from the well. And I'll tell you my big day was washing 56 pairs of jeans by hand. That was tough. But you know, God was wonderful. I never doubted his leadership. I never doubted, well, we're where God wants us, because he told us he'd lead us. And so that was a real blessing to me. And then those were hard days, but you know, I was pregnant with our seventh child, and I don't know why, but God had his purpose. We lost our baby only after 1 week. He died. And you know, the thought came to my mind, well, what did I not do? You know, what could I have done differently that he could have lived? But the doctors assured us that it was very, very difficult from the very beginning. And he would not have been a normal child. So we lost him. But what a blessing, because that was going to be our last child. And I'd already made arrangements, you know, to have an operation, whatever. But after we lost him, I just couldn't do it. And then God blessed us with Joey. And so God, he knew better than we did. Not only that, I was 3 months pregnant with Joey when we got a visit from a social worker and said, guess what? I have you a baby. You want another baby? We have a baby for you, a little girl, 2 days old. So we were doubly blessed. So we now have 10 children, 7 of our own, and 3 adopted children. After we had had the orphanage for quite a few years, we felt God was leading us another direction. And at the time, we only had 4 children that we had to place in other places. And so we did that. And then we decided to come home to pray about finding a partner for the work. Dale really felt like he wanted to just preach the gospel, plant churches, which is what God had called him to do. And so we came home. We fought for just 1 year. And began to pray, to work, raise our children. Our children spoke very little English at the time, because we had been so immersed in the work that they just spoke Spanish. In fact, 2 of my boys didn't speak a word of English till they were 4 and 5 years old, and that was hard on the grandparents. But anyway, we came, and the children began to go to school, finish school. Some went to college. Some left home. Some marrying. And finally, we felt like that in 1979, we only had Joey and Linda left. They were getting ready to go into high school, so we decided it's now or never. We're not getting any younger, so let's go back to Mexico. So we sold our home and came. And that's when we hooked up with Billy and Cindy in San Luis. And I think it's a wonderful story what Bill was telling you the other night. We had no idea where we were going to be in Mexico. But, you know, he said go and preach the gospel to every creature. So we knew there were creatures in San Luis, so we just stayed right there. And God really blessed. They did street preaching. They did film ministries at first, encouraging other saints and brothers that were beginning to preach the gospel. And finally, in about 1982, was it, Bill? We started church. I'm sorry. We started meetings in our house about 1982 or something like that. We began having meetings in our home, and God really did bless. People began to get saved. We had one brother who is one of the elders today in the church there in San Luis. He was riding by on his bicycle when they were preaching on the street, and he's going after medicine for his little girl. He never got to the drugstore. He got saved, and he's been faithful ever since. But the Lord really blessed, and even began to send some of these people right here to San Luis to be trained to be missionaries. Several couples came to live in San Luis, and I remember Brother Kincaid told them, even if Dale and Billy tell you to clean the potties, you clean the potties, but you're going to be under them for 2 years to learn. And they were there, and after 2 years, then they felt the call to go to León, and they left. And Dale and I felt very strong that we should stay and strengthen the brothers a little bit more and train them. So we stayed, still believing that God was the one that was working everything together for our good. And so during this time, it's when we began praying about a different work. And God led us to, these groups contacted us about how can we come down with our youth to Mexico? And would you consider letting us come and be with you and learn some things? And our young people would like to see firsthand the mission work. So we began that ministry. And it continued for 22 summers. This past summer was our 22nd year. And you know what a blessing that has been. we have just, it's just been amazing how many people that we've talked to that are today on mission fields, are their pastors, are their youth directors, are their wives, they're faithfully standing by their husbands, something over 100. And you'd be surprised at the letters we have gotten back encouraging us to keep on with the work.
Amen.
And we were, I'd every summer I'd say, honey, how long are we going to be able to do this? We'll take every year as it comes. That's what he would tell me.
Right.
And this past summer was no exception. We already had our whole summer and dates planned for this next summer. But in October this past year, the last part of October, Dale was diagnosed with glioblastoma, multiform stage 4 tumor, which is in the brain. And it was very aggressive and very invasive. And he said, we're just still going to take each day as it comes. Romans 8:28 is still true. We just still have to trust him with this.
Amen.
And we did. Of course, we asked for healing for him. Children and all, but only if it was God's will.
Amen.
You know, his brother Joe, my husband's brother Joe, is having a struggle with this still because he only asked for healing. And I talked to him and I said, Joe, the children and I never asked for a complete healing for Dale unless it was God's will.
Amen.
Because we don't know what God's will is. You know, he doesn't promise those things. And so we asked for him to have his will in his life. If he could be more glorified in his death than his life, then that's what we want. And as you know, he only lasted 2 months and 1 week after the diagnosis. But what a wonderful time that was.
Amen.
Our children came, all of them. Thanksgiving, we had all but 4 of our grandchildren there. And we're talking, I don't have many. We have a picture that's huge. But it was wonderful. And, you know, every day, a lot of the children stayed as long as they could. Every day, twice a day, we had devotions and songs. We sang his favorite songs, every single solitary devotion. And it was just a wonderful time. And he just praised the Lord the whole time. It was just a wonderful thing. And I think someone mentioned, it might have been Susan, that one day when he was out in the sun, he loved the sun, and he was out in his wheelchair, and he said, my race is nearly run. The sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. And you know, it was. And he knew it, but you know what? It's been a wonderful race.
Amen.
And how honored I have been to be by his side.
Amen.
And women, I want to encourage you to love your husband.
Amen.
To appreciate every moment. Excuse me. To cherish all the time you have. And to just love him and love the Lord because he's the one that's in control.
Amen.
I'd like to read a song that's meant so much to Dale and me. It was written way back in the 1700s, but it's such a blessing. And it's in our hymn book here. All things work out for good, we know. Such is God's great design. He orders all our steps below for purposes divine. This is a faith that keeps me still, no matter what the test, and lets me glory in his will, for well I know 'tis best. So now the future holds no fear. God guards the work begun. And mortals are immortal here until their work is done. Someday the path he chose for me will all be understood. In heaven's clearer light I'll see all things worked out for good.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, praise your name.